You know, many times we associate, we think that evil is to inherently be attributed to the jinn, that all of the jinn are evil, all of the jinn are bad, because obviously when we talk about the jinn, usually we talk about them in the context of the shayateen, of the devils, and protecting ourselves from them. And as we said, the first thing we should do is talk about their rights upon us. And particularly, remember that there are believers amongst the jinn. We have people, we have some amongst the jinn that we should actually feel an affinity towards, even though we don't reach out to them and even though we don't see them. So we should be extra careful when dealing with them. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrates that a deputation of jinn came to the Prophet ﷺ, and they even complained to the Prophet ﷺ, "Ya Muhammad, your community, your ummah, they cleaned themselves with bones and with dung and with charcoal." And they said, "Wa inna Allah ja'ala lana fiha rizqa," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed sustenance for us in those things. So, you know, so this is harming us because we're not able to use those things. Now, obviously, cleaning themselves here means after using the restroom. They didn't have toilet paper back then, so they would basically use whatever was dry and whatever was hard to do, you know, to clean themselves. And the Prophet ﷺ, after that incident, after that encounter with the jinn, he forbade the ummah from using those particular three things. In another hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ, he actually pointed out to the people the remains of their charcoals, and he warned them to be wasteful or to use them in a way that's inappropriate. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he said that the jinn asked him about what their rizq was, what is halal for them, what's permissible for them to consume, what's permissible provision for them. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Every bone on which the name of Allah has been mentioned will have something on it for you." So you know, for us, our you know, halal food is that which has been slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, the bones that have had the name of Allah mentioned upon them. So when you eat and you mention the name of Allah upon your food, you're actually, you know, you might be doing sadaqah without even realizing it, because the jinn would consume it after you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "And the droppings are for your animals." So when he said your animals, he means the animals amongst the jinn. And as we said, it's established that the jinn have animals amongst them. And it's interesting because the Prophet ﷺ, he actually mentioned to the Sahaba that this is for, you know, to leave these things, to, you know, to not use these things to clean yourselves. He says, فَإِنَّهُ زَادُ إِخْوَانِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِ. These are the provisions for your brothers from the jinn. So he's even saying, إِخْوَانِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِ. And it's important for us to remember that, again, they are believers, and as they are believers, they are brothers and sisters to us. And we wish well for them, and when we say ibadillah as-salihin, the righteous, when we make dua for them in our prayers, we're including them as well. And even when the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he made this distinction very clear, even in Ramadan, recognize that there are jinn that are fasting in Ramadan as well. There are jinn that have their iftar and so on and so forth. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, "Suffidat al-shayateen wa maradatul jinn," that when Ramadan comes, the shayateen are chained away, and the evil ones amongst the jinn. Okay, the believing jinn are fasting just like us. When Surah An-Najm was revealed, the very famous incident where everyone made sujood as Surah An-Najm was being recited, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that every human being, pagan or believer, and every jinn, pagan or believer, as they heard Surah An-Najm recited at that time, they all fell in sujood. The Prophet ﷺ, he also said to us to raise our voices in adhan, because he said every human being and every jinn and every rock and every tree that hears that adhan will testify for you on the Day of Judgment. And some of the ulama, they said even the disbelievers would testify for you on the Day of Judgment, the most wicked of humans and jinn. Why? Because this was a means of conveyance of the message to them. When they heard your adhan, even though they were disbelievers, they would be forced to testify on the Day of Judgment that they heard your adhan. So you have to be conscious of that, subhanAllah, even as you're reading Qur'an, even as you're reading adhan, you don't know who's hearing you. And remember that even the Prophet ﷺ in Ta'if, when human beings turned him away, some of the first believers were jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions them in Surah Al-Ahqaf and in Surah Al-Jinn, that the Prophet ﷺ thought that he was completely rejected in this incident of Ta'if. And you know, subhanAllah, that's really something powerful, that when you're doing da'wah, even if the human being in front of you rejects it, how do you know that a jinn didn't hear you doing da'wah and accept it? And so Allah says there was a group of jinn that heard you, yastami'un al-Qur'an, they were listening to you recite the Qur'an, and this was a Jewish group of jinn from the area of Yemen. They went back to their people And they said, "Inna sami'na Qur'anan ajaba." We heard a beautiful recitation, an amazing recitation. And they mentioned that it guides to the truth and that this confirms that which has come to Musa alayhi salam. So this was a believing group of jinn. And again, they believed in the Prophet ﷺ when human beings rejected him in Ta'if. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, لَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ عَلَى الْجِنِّ لَيْلَةَ الْجِنِّ, that I recited Qur'an to the jinn on the night of al-jinn. And the night of al-jinn was a night that the Prophet ﷺ couldn't be found, and some of the Sahaba thought that he was killed. But then they saw the Prophet ﷺ come back, and Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that he was reciting to the jinn. And he says, فَكَانُوا أَحْسَنَ مَرْدُودًا مِنْكُمْ. They were better in their response than you. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, what are you speaking about? He said, I recited to them Surah Ar-Rahman. And when I came to فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, then which of the favors of your Lord will you, human beings and jinn, deny? They responded and they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِن نِعْمِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُ, that there is nothing from your favors, O Allah, that we deny. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, and to you belongs all praise. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Surah Ar-Rahman, they actually responded more appropriately than you did. And Allah mentions in Surah Ar-Rahman, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Whoever fears the standing in front of his Lord on the Day of Judgment will have two gardens. And Allah mentions that for jinn and for man. And so they would enter into Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He even mentions mates for them in Surah Ar-Rahman as well. So they would enter into Jannah. And when they enter into Jannah, in fact, that Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah said, they would enter in a different creation and you would be able to see them. Okay, so you would be able to actually interact with them in Jannah, and they would be in a different creation. They'd enter in a perfect way, just as human beings enter in a perfect way, because it's only a test in this world that you're unable to see them. And, you know, lastly, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions that there's, you know, there's this dispute that takes place as well amongst the believers and the disbelievers amongst them. There's da'wah, there's rejection, there's acceptance. It all exists amongst the jinn as well. Those dynamics are there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, revealed an ayah particularly about a dispute that took place amongst the jinn that we didn't have access to except through this verse of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says regarding a group of jinn that used to be worshipped by their people, but then they became Muslim. Okay, so this was a group of evil jinn. Their people used to worship them. And then they accepted Islam, the ones who were being worshipped. When they accepted Islam, the people refused, their people, the jinn, refused to stop calling upon them and refused to stop doing ibadah to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ, that those to whom they call upon, those who are being called upon, themselves seek the means or access to their Lord as to who amongst them will be nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanAllah, there's da'wah, there's rejection, there's acceptance, and you never know who's listening to you, and you never know who's hearing you out as you do da'wah, and you never know who amongst your brothers and your sisters from the jinn you are benefiting with your good actions, and you never know, they might testify for you on the Day of Judgment, and you might just meet them in Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.